Welcome to Open Studio, where we put a spotlight on the arts, artists, and issues in the cultural community. I'm Tom Musgrave. Today, I'm very excited to welcome Ashley Collins, who is the Development Director for Lexington Children's Theater. We're going to chat about some exciting growth the organization has planned. So welcome, Ashley.
Thank you for having me.
Lexington Children's Theater has been around since 1938. I did a little research before coming into the interview. But for folks who may not have heard of the organization, can you give us the nickel tour of what you're all about?
Absolutely. So we are the State Children's Theater of Kentucky, proudly designated in 1986. We have been around since 1938, so entering our 88th season. We have been in our home space on 418 West Short Street since 2000. And there and beyond, we produce plays for young people and their grown-ups. We have classrooms where people can build their skills with us, and we take theater to just about every corner of Kentucky that we can.
How many counties would you say that Lexington Children's Theater has touched over the years?
This past season, we were in 37 different counties from Pikeville to Paducah.
Wow.
We have traveled to Staten Island with our shows. We've traveled to Wisconsin, Nashville. Any performing arts centers that we have a good relationship with will also take some of our shows there, too. And with some of the growth, we're able to focus on the next couple years. We're going to be able to double our capacity to reach outer counties. Thanks to some funding from the state legislators, we'll be able to purchase more tour vans, hire more actors, and send more art out into the community.
Well, you provided a nice segue into my next question. Talk about the expansion that you have planned and what its impact on the organization is going to be in its programming.
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said, we've been in our home theater for about 25, 26 years now, and the conditions of the building are lovely, but they're just causing more of a drain on us right now. We need a new roof, new boiler, new HVAC system, a lot of structural things preventing us from focusing on our young people the best way we can. So for the past year, we have been reaching out to foundations and writing grants and talking with our community about the needs of the building. Proud to say that with the help of our legislators, as well as the Foundation of Alex Simpson, Visit Lex, the Marksberry Foundation, Keeneland Foundation, a grant from the LFUCG Capital Funds, Mir Station Capital, council members Reynolds, Ellinger, Brown, Morton, and quite a few of our Summer Family alum, we have been able to raise just over $2 million so far. Focusing on all of the needs, we have a $2.5 million campaign where we can redo our lobby into a really modern, comfortable space, rename our third floor, the Alexandra Simpson Education Wing, provide new art all around the building, a new, comfortable, bright, vibrant space for our young people, and really just welcome more people to our space. We only have about 500,000 more to go.
Well, I want to put this in perspective because you said the organization has been there for 26 years, and some people might be listening and say, well, that's not a long time. But the building itself is actually much older than that, correct?
Yeah, great point. So we are part of Victorian Square, which, if I'm not mistaken, was built in the late 1800s. Mm-hmm. Doing a little bit of research with the Lexington History Museum, we've learned that our little slice of it, which we bought in 2000, at one point was a casket company. It was a whiskey bottling facility. It was a car sales lot or storefront, tent storefront. So that little slice of Victorian Square has gone through a lot of history, and we're excited to take it and continue growing it and welcoming more people to it.
Well, it's good that you intend to stay there, just make it better.
Yeah.
More suited for your needs. So are there things that the expansion will allow you to do that Lexington Children's Theater is not currently doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So our lobby right now doesn't have many comfortable spots to sit and linger. The experience of a patron right now is pretty come into the theater, have a seat, and then leave. We want people to feel more welcome to hang out with us. So our lobby will have more activity spaces. It will feel more immersive. And we've been working with the architect team over at EOP Architects to find ways to make that more fun, more creative, and more welcoming.
You mentioned a name before, Alexander Simpson, and in researching ahead of time, I learned a story behind her. But rather than me tell it, I'd much rather have you tell it, just to give a little personal touch to why that name is so important.
Thank you. We first met Alexandra Simpson when she was 4 years old. She started taking classes with us at our Short Street home, and participated in, I think, 5 or 6 of our summer shows, 3 or 4 of our holiday opera house shows. So she definitely grew up on our stages, took our classes, was part of our teen company's program, then went to college. She passed away in 2022 and left several organizations that she felt really inspired by, felt really connected to. She left some gifts. So with her gift to Lexington Children's Theater, we said, how do we make more opportunities for people like Alex? She really focused on people's experiences. I think a great example of that is she also left funds to the Children's Hospital. So there's a pediatric MRI machine right in the pediatric wing, so they don't even have to leave that comfortable space. Mm-hmm. So really focusing on making people feel welcome in that space, I feel like, is a guiding light from Alex.
And in that vein, as long as the organization has been around, there's got to be instances of multi-generational participation, parents bringing their kids not just to the theater, but maybe the parents participated in theater, in the theater growing up, and wanted to have. Do you hear those kind of stories?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I take for granted we call it our summer family, but we really do mean that. For 23 years now, we have a summer family musical where we encourage family units to audition together. Last year, we had 10 family units participating in our show. We just started rehearsals for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and I think we've got 9 family units. And it's incredible to see families play together on stage. It's young people can see their grown-ups fail. They can see their grown-ups try. They can work with their cousins, their sisters, their family members, their neighbors on something together and create that community.
Early on, you mentioned that the General Assembly in 1986 designated Lexington Children's Theater as the State Children's Theater of Kentucky. And I recognize that the answer to this question might be a little biased, but I'll ask it anyway. What do you see as the importance of Lexington Children's Theater in the creative landscape of Central Kentucky? What role does it fill?
Yeah, we feel very strongly that art, and specifically theater, creates better humans, creates more empathetic humans, creates people who are able to put themselves in different perspectives. So just on a very human level, theater and arts make us better, make us more equipped to deal with the challenges of life.
Did you have a theater background growing up?
I actually started theater in high school. I was a cheerleader for a couple years and then just needed a little bit more attention, mm-hmm. I guess. So got on stage and went to Morehead State University, where I met an incredible team out there who is actually part of LCT's satellite program. Shooting Stars Youth Theater is based in Rowan County. And so I met the program director, Octavia Biggs, out mm-hmm. there, where she trained me and my classmates, and all of us are out in the world doing really great things.
Now, I realize your role is more of leadership, and development is kind of fundraising and whatnot, but does your background, do you think, does it help you connect more with the mission?
Absolutely. I tried everything in theater growing up. I thought I was going to be a professional costumer. I tried it out. I did some time as a tour actor with LCT. So I got to be out in these rural counties and just experiencing how much of a rock star they make you feel as an actor. And I've done some development fundraising, some marketing. So I feel like my journey has just made me a really great storyteller for the theater.
Well, considering the expansion that you have planned, Tell me a little bit about the fundraising efforts for this.
Yeah, so we have been working internally. We've written some grants with the city. We have taken meetings with council members, talked with the Marksberry Foundation, the Keeneland Foundation, and we approached our state legislators for funds. So most recently, we received $1.5 million from our state legislators, matched with our just over $500,000 of private funding. We're excited to launch this campaign with only $500,000 left to go.
Wow, that's a big accomplishment. I mean, you're starting way ahead.
Thank you. It's been really great to remind our community what we're doing. I feel like being around for so long, sometimes we just kind of fade into the background, but it's really great to talk with people and be like, oh yeah, my kid takes a class there, and I saw a show there, and one of my favorite things when I'm giving tours of the building, we have a t-shirt wall right outside of our dressing rooms that have t-shirts from 1997 to now with names of people who have been on our stages, who've been backstage. And so finding moments where people can recognize, oh, yeah, that there's my name. I forgot I did this. It's a really fun moment.
Well, I imagine those outreach performances, too, because you think of the theater. Okay, the theater, it's on Short Street, and it's just the theater. But you expand your reach by doing those outreach. What kind of feedback do you get from those?
As resources for teachers kind of get smaller and smaller, we really fill a gap in a lot of schools for arts education. So before we're even going to a school, our education team has created play guides for teachers that have contextual articles. They have activities that they can do in our classroom. All of it relates back to their core content that's in their classrooms. So even before we get there, we're peppering teachers with information of how to incorporate this in your classroom, giving you those tools. And then when we're there, it's just field trip mode. If you've ever been on a field trip, the energy is pretty electric. So our tour is designed to have a younger audience show and an older audience show, usually a K through 2 grouping and a 3rd through 5th grade grouping. That way we can go into a school, perform two different shows that speak to two different contents that they're in their classes, and perform for an entire school in one day.
Wow.
And the response is pretty awesome. We always host a Q&A as well after all of our shows. So getting to answer students' questions right in the moment of, why did you do that? How did you do that? Where did you come from? Because our actors are also from all over the country. So showing students that this is a job. This is something you can do. If you enjoy this, you can study and get out here as well. And also just give a moment of bringing something from their classrooms out in a really fun way that they can then take back and talk more about is really nice too.
Yeah, that's a major feature of it, because I remember growing up going on field trips to the theater. The most we got was like an audience etiquette lecture, which was important.
Yeah.
But I hear about these lesson plans that various arts organizations that are destinations for field trips come up with for the teachers. Just this lesson that they don't have to come up with, that they can, but they can assimilate it easily into their own lesson planning, is such a, I think it's an underappreciated, maybe not underappreciated, but certainly one of those behind the scenes things that you just take for granted is going to happen.
Yeah, we know our teachers are working hard. We know their resources are being cut. We just want to fill that gap for them.
Yeah. And those field trips are a big deal, because there's just certain things you can't do in a school. You can't have a full theatrical audience experience.
Yeah, like, and if you want to come see that in person, I encourage you, if you have a moment, come to a student matinee in particular. Let me tour you around the building. Let me sit in the audience alongside you with 300 young people just watching a show and interacting with the content that's on our stage. There's nothing more electric.
I assume the audience etiquette is still part of the lesson planning.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, that's important. So where can people learn more about Lexington Children's Theater and this expansion campaign and how they can help?
Yeah, you can stay really up to date by following our social media accounts, Lex Children's Theater on Instagram. Find us on Facebook, our website, lctonstage.org. And you can Google Building Dreams Capital Campaign and see some of the images that the architects have put together for us and find more ways to support this campaign.
Outstanding. Well, I want to thank Ashley Collins of Lexington Children's Theater for being with me today on Open Studio. And I wish you all luck as you move forward in this campaign.
Thank you. Come out to see us.
Listen to Open Studio every Friday during WUKY's Morning Edition and in the afternoon during All Things Considered. Or listen to extended segments at the Open Studio podcast, available at WUKY.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Do you have an idea for an Open Studio segment? We're always on the lookout for news and events in Central Kentucky's arts and cultural community. Email us at openstudiowuky@gmail.com or visit our Facebook page, keywords Open Studio on WUKY. Your idea may make it on the air. I'm Tom Musgrave. Thanks for listening to Open Studio on WUKY.